Chapter 100. We began to talk about my aunt's losses, and I told them what I had tried to do that morning. Which wasn't judicious, Trot, apostrophe said my aunt, but well meant. You are a generous boy, I suppose I must say, young man, now, and I am proud of you, my dear. So far, so good. Now, Trot and Agnes, let us look the case of Betsy Trotwood in the face, and see how it stands. Apostrophe, I observed Agnes turn pale, as she looked very attentively at my aunt. My aunt, patting her cat, looked very attentively at Agnes. Betsy Trotwood, apostrophe said my aunt, who had always kept her money matters to herself. Apostrophe, I don't mean your sister, Trot, my dear, but myself had a certain property. It don't matter how much, enough to live on. More, for she had saved a little, and added to it. Betsy funded her property for some time, and then, by the advice of her man of business, laid it out on landed security. That did very well, and returned very good interest, till Betsy was paid off. I am talking of Betsy, as if she was a man of war. Well, then, Betsy had to look about her, for a new investment. She thought she was wiser now, than her man of business, who was not such a good man of business by this time, as he used to be. I am alluding to your father, Agnes, and she took it into her head, to lay it out for herself. So she took her pigs, apostrophe said my aunt, to a foreign market. And a very bad market it turned out to be. First, she lost in the mining way, and then she lost in the diving way, fishing up treasure, or some such Tom Tiddler nonsense, apostrophe explained my aunt, rubbing her nose, and then she lost in the mining way again, and, last of all, to set the thing entirely to rights, she lost in the banking way. I don't know what the bank shares were worth for a little while, apostrophe said my aunt. 10% was the lowest of it, I believe, but the bank was at the other end of the world, and tumbled into space, for what I know. Anyhow, it fell to pieces, and never will, and never can pay 6 pence. And Betsy's 6 pences were all there, and there's an end of them. Least said, soonest mended. Apostrophe, apostrophe, my aunt concluded this philosophical summary, by fixing her eyes with a kind of triumph on Agnes, whose color was gradually returning. Dear Miss Trotwood, is that all the history? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Agnes. I hope it's enough, child, apostrophe, said my aunt. If there had been more money to lose, it wouldn't have been all, I dare say. Betsy would have contrived to throw that after the rest, and make another Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.